Hey, it's Barb, and I had a really interesting week this week. I'm going to give you just a little bit of background first. So in about the past 4 or 5 months, I met a woman named Dr. Stephanie Burns, and she's from Australia. She's from the States originally, but she lives in Australia now. And we met through a mutual friend, and she is a specialist in human behavior and adult learning. And she became highly recommended to me. Started talking. We became fast friends. We spent time on some Zoom calls because we really enjoyed each other. And I asked her to do an interview with my Circle of Trust group, which when you do an online course with me of any kind, you're automatically a member of that group. It's a free group, and we do fun things like book reviews, and I do interviews with people. And I asked Stephanie if she'd do an interview. And so I was so impressed with it, and we had talked about doing a project. So I decided to share it with everyone who was interested. You have to sign up for it. But this is what I want to tell you, is that in listening to that podcast and those little segments repeatedly, and then doing the transcription, I began to feel like something pretty big was happening on the inside of me. And I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything. I was thinking about things, but I was like really feeling it. And her message is about the possibilities of vitality and life as we get older, and that, you know, we don't have to buy into the messages about getting older and kind of almost, you know, feeling like there's nothing left by this inevitable sad decline. And even though I think I feel that way, I realized how much of that is around us and how much of that had found its way, maybe way under the whatever, but I would, you know, it was there. And so her style is really informative, and she's very straightforward, but it also feels kind of informal. She has this way of sharing information that leads you, and it just kind of was soaking into me. And at one point, and maybe it was something that I read somewhere that she had said, is that we will spend as much time in, like, when we are as many years from 30 to 60 as we will from like 50 to 80. In other words, from the time that we're 50, we still have, if we're blessed and if, you know, depending, and perhaps 30 more years, and for some people beyond that. And so I just feel really grateful, and I want to encourage you. I have the link here in the email, and I want to really encourage you to listen to that. Those podcasts are free. They're down. There's four of them. I chopped it up into four little pieces, and with transcripts, and you can download them and keep them. And we're going to do a project together, and, you know, all of that, if you're interested, it is available. But it made me realize that the inner voice that I talk about a lot, you know, I've learned that from my mentor, Dr. Jim Lehrer, and also from other people. You know, it's always with us, and it's so insidious, and it's always giving us these messages. And I think that, you know, we adults need to pay attention, because we have advantages in getting older, and we can do so much to maintain full function. And we can start new projects and learn new things and ride our horses and go for what we love and, you know, have this most awesome life. So I just want to share that with you. Thank you for listening, and go and listen to the podcast. You'll just have to let me know if they impact you as much as they have me. Okay, bye-bye.